evening and welcome to the Shockwave Radio Theater. Tonight, episode 7 of Star of Vengeance. Having rounded up a crew and a mascot and rented a battered old spaceship, George and Suey are ready to head out to the Habitoid, Ugly, where they believe the Star of Vengeance is hidden. Our story continues after this message from our sponsor.
The following is a paid political announcement brought to you by the Vestry for Prime Minister Committee.
Hello, this is the Reverend Carson Vestry with an important message for you voters. Running the Confederation is a big job, too big for any ordinary being. Too big for my opponent who has taken in so many of you with his slanderous lies about my mental health. That's why I've decided the time has come to reveal my true identity. Yes, the rumors you've heard are true. What the faithful who watch my Holovision ministry have long suspected is true. I, Carson Vestry, am in reality God. And in this election, God is running for Prime Minister. Next Thursday, remember to log in and cast your vote. And when you do, remember, God is watching.
Carson Vestry, uniquely qualified.
Star of Vengeance, Episode 7, The Spacer's Tale. As our story opens, we discover Suey practicing magic tricks in the ship's lounge.
Okay, I think I've got it now. Pick a card, Georgie.
Oh, not this again.
Come on, Georgie. Be helpful.
Okay. All right, there.
Now, look at it.
Yeah, okay.
Memorize its contents.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Tear it up.
Yeah.
Then swallow it.
Oh, I'm not eating any more cards.
It's part of the trick. How am I going to impress the natives if you don't help me practice?
Oh, couldn't I just feed it to that stupid duck?
Oh, certainly not. It might choke him. Oh, there, ducky boo, he didn't mean it. Whacka, whacka, whack. Come on, Georgie, down the hatch.
No.
All right, then, give it back, and I'll do something else. Okay, pick one.
Are you sure this is a different trick?
Well, if it isn't, you'll find out quick enough, won't you? Oh, come on. Pick one.
Okay, all right, here. Now what?
Look at it.
Okay.
Now, take this hole punch and use it to make a hole in the corner. That's right. Right next to the edge.
Okay. Right.
Now, I'll choose one. Remember this card, okay?
Okay.
And now, I'll punch a hole in mine. Put yours back in the deck.
Okay.
And here they are. Ta-da! Linked.
What? Let me see that. This is impossible.
Oh, they do say that anything that happens is possible.
Yeah, but how did you do it?
Ah, misdirection is the secret.
Misdirection? Misdirection, my foot. You cheated.
Of course I cheated, Georgie. That's the whole idea.
What do you mean you want to set the new course? Why not?
Because it's stupid. We just come from there.
Did we? Sure we did. But now we have to go back.
Back? But we ain't been anywhere. Meantime, Georgie, this cartoon of a navigator don't have the least idea where we are.
Mr. DeLude, is that true?
My dear fellow, I haven't a clue.
Oh, good, good.
What? You too?
Oh, it's okay, Crystal. We know what we're doing. Well, sort of.
Preston, she's another one. Look, I don't know where you're going, but we could have been there days ago if not for this ultramaroon. If I'd known he was going to be on board.
Listen, just set the course wherever he says, okay?
Okay, Georgie, but I tell you, if we ever do get anywhere, which I doubt, I'm out of here. You can get some other sucker to fly this round trap.
Oh, come on, Crystal.
Bunch of bozos.
Quack!
Except for the duck.
Hey!
Oh, not now, honey.
But she's got ducky poo.
Yeah, but she won't hurt him. And I think we all better keep out of her way until she cools off.
Oh, all right.
In fact, Mr. DeLude, why don't you sit down? There's something we've been meaning to ask you about.
Oh?
Do you suppose you could tell us about your trip to Ugly? The Hop-Toed Log says that they left you behind, but we haven't been able to find out what happened after that.
Oh, Oh, let me think. It was so long ago. After we, landed, everybody else was outside patching up the hull. I could see I wasn't needed at the moment, so I took the opportunity to explore. Somehow, I missed my way back to the ship, but I did manage to find a small restaurant. Is anybody here?
Just a minute. Well, hello. Won't you sit down? Tuba playing or non-tuba playing?
Non-tuba playing, please.
This way, then. You have your choice of places to sit today.
Yes, I see that.
Would you like to see the menu?
All it says is fried chicken.
Yes, sir. That's all we serve.
Well, I'll have that, then. The chicken was delicious. Later, I got to chatting with the fellow. You're the only person I've seen here since I've arrived. You must not get much business.
Oh, I do quite nicely. There's a bunch of people living underground here. Some sort of cult. They buy all their fried chicken from me. In fact, they come here so often they've built a kind of trap door in the floor, I see. And there's the occasional group of lost space travelers, of course.
I wandered out and went in search of my shipmates. Eventually, I found the place we'd landed, but... I stayed there for several weeks. I haven't been able to look at fried chicken ever since. Then one day...
Fair Maggie was an engineer, born and raised in space. Never did gravity's heavy hand crush her fairy grace. She had an understanding with a handsome dark-haired guy. Everybody knew they cohabit by and
bye. Paul!
Hi!
What's this? Well met, traveler. Come join us. Sit. We're a roving band of merchant princes, newly come to your little worldlet. Won't you enjoy our hospitality for a while? Here, have a date bar and some ginger ale.
Thank you.
You wouldn't happen to know where we are, would you?
No, sorry.
Would you buy some perfume? Silk?
Fake talking to.
I was reluctant to associate with them because they were all tone deaf. But it looked like the only way I would ever get away from this blasted place. So I hitched a ride. Eventually, though, I couldn't stand it anymore. I stole a lifeboat and fled. Unfortunately, as I discovered too late, the lifeboat's food supply consisted entirely of... That's why I no longer eat date bars or drink ginger ale.
Wow, that's really something. But what about this cult you mentioned? The one that lives underground? Can you tell us any more about them?
They must be the ones who have the Star of Vengeance.
Yeah.
All I know is what the restaurant guy said, and I've told you...
Warning!
What?
Warning!
Hey!
A lizard!
What's happening?
Where are
you?
Oh, no! It sounds like disaster for our intrepid explorers. What happened? Are they all right? Was this the result of Bellicoat's secret scheme? Find out next time on Star of Vengeance.
The following is a public service announcement brought to you by Aloysius P. Dendrite, Jr. Go ahead, Mr. Dendrite.
Is it on?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The Reverend Carson Vestry puts beans up his nose. Did you get that all right?